what do you say to that theory that that they're looking for a homecoming for Gaz?
I'd say good luck. he'll be here. There's no doubt about that. So if Geelong are angling for it, I mean, he's on a fair bit of money, and for them to get him in to pay that money for 1 year or 2 years is going to be a big deal. But for us, we need him here, and we want him here. Obviously, he's now part of the furniture, and we think us going forward are going to be successful, that he's going to be part of that.
That was Rodney Head, coach of Gold Coast Suns, with us last week talking about Gary Ablett. And then in the Herald Sun and the Age today, reports that Ablett did in fact inquire about a trade around trade period to see whether he could get back to Geelong. So what does that mean for his captaincy and also for stability at the Gold Coast Suns? Well, let's ask the boss, Tony Cochran. He's the chairman of the Suns. We love his work. G'day, Tony. How are you going?
Morning, guys. I'm a better box than I am a box.
Tony, one that came out of the box was this news about Gary Ablett. How alerted were you when Gary went to the club and requested that?
My God, this is the greatest beat-up. I tell you what, if you guys don't want to get sucked in to believe this is a real story, Usain Bolt called me last night. He wants to know if I can come to Tokyo and compete in the 100 metres final.
What did you tell him?
I said it's an outside chance because Gary's going to Geelong.
Well, I read the Age and I read it from front to back and sometimes back to front. And it's there in black and white. So it's wrong.
Yeah, it's completely wrong. I mean, what actually took place was Gary, well before trade period, had a brief conversation with our head of football where he discussed, you know, look, if it helps, you know, if it helps to retain players, you know, if you've got a salary cap issue or something, you know, do you want me to consider going back to Geelong? It was as simple as that. It was dismissed in the same length of time. No way in the world, Gary. You've absolutely wanted here. Fantastic. You know, that was the end of it. And then Gary himself played a tremendous role during our trade period, speaking to players and helping us achieve our ultimate goal, which we think pretty much we have done during the first part of the trade period with the draft still to come up. So, you know, it's just a complete... I don't know who's decided to build it up and make it bigger than Ben Hur, but Gary Ablett will be playing for the next 2 years at the Gold Coast Footy Club. End of penny section, end of argument, full stop.
Have you got a spy in your ranks then? How does information like that get out? If it's just a brief conversation between Gary and the club, how does that then make the front page of the paper?
You must be desperate for news in Melbourne.
No, this is across Australia. This just isn't Melbourne. This is a big story. This is a story that's saying that maybe the club's under threat, that players
are
wanting out.
The captain wants out.
Yeah, well, the captain doesn't want out. I think what we're all suffering from a bit here is the captain, in Gary Ablett, is a tremendous bloke who has been a tremendous part of our football club now for a number of years. And it was his version of being a good Samaritan in a way and seeing what he could do to help out. And, you know, it's unfortunate it's blown up into the story it's blown up.
Do you reckon, Tony,
the story has no air whatsoever.
Do you reckon it's blown up because you had Jago O'Meara and Dion Prestia wanting to leave as well? So there was a sense
No, they were very different. They absolutely wanted to leave and wanted to leave for very different reasons. You know, clearly Dion, you know, he absolutely wanted to return to Melbourne because he was missing his family so much. And I know that. I know that personally from conversations with his mother, so I know that was absolutely factual, right? Jagger had his mindset on playing for Hawthorn and wanting to get to Hawthorn for all the reasons you'd have to ask Jagger O'Meara for. So, you know, they were very specific reasons why they wanted to be traded, and, you know, part of Jagger's thing was obviously his medical condition and, you know, and his belief that Hawthorn were going to help him resolve that. So, you know, to suddenly throw Gary into the same sort of level of commitment that the other two had to return, not to return, but to come to Melbourne to play is you know, it's a hell of a stretch of a bow.
Tony, you've rolled over on a couple. You were talking tough in relation to Jager, and it didn't work out the way you would have liked, I would have thought, and in the background you would have been seething. For players at the Gold Coast Suns now...
No, that's untrue. We ended up... We played fairly tough, as you rightly call it. Mm-hmm. But we ended up overall with a pretty good mix. We got three senior players, two of which we specifically targeted in all of that manoeuvring. We ended up with four draft picks, 10 and under, for this year's draft, and we've ended up with five draft picks in the first two rounds of next year. I don't reckon that's exactly a fail.
No, absolutely not. But
I reckon there's plenty of clubs out there would have been very happy to end up in that position.
No, I agree with that. But what are you saying to players now that that are at the club, and also players that are coming to the club, about the, if you're thinking about coming up here for a superannuation or a holiday, what are you actually saying to them to try and keep them and retain them?
Well, I think it's, you know, talk's cheap, so you've got to do more than say, you've got to do. And I think in the last 12 to 18 months, and with tremendous help from Rocket, we have moved, you know, the quality of the club a long way. We've sorted out all the cultural issues that go back a couple of years ago. We've got a very dedicated and united playing group for the main part. And of course, we're only 3 months away from now moving into our new state-of-the-art $22 million training and administration centre. And bear in mind, you know, what has been tough to attract players, and it's tough for players that are there, we've been operating in temporary ATCO huts for 8 years. Now, their conditions, they're third world conditions. You know, they are an absolute standard joke within the AFL. And we get that. And, you know, we moved heaven and earth to get the money raised to do this new centre. It's now nearly completed. I mean, if it hadn't been for some of the union problems on the site, we actually would have been in next month. But we're going to be in January, and that will change the face of what our playing group feels, see, and what have you. Coupled with that, we've got our third training ground being built for that facility as well. So in terms of overall facilities, in terms of the positioning of the club on the Gold Coast, we are in really good shape heading into the new season. Now, the third part of the puzzle to retain players, it's no great secret, is we've got to develop a winning formula as well. And that's, you know, where the prize is for season 2017, and we've just got to be a lot more competitive. And, you know, nothing beats success like success. If we start winning, you know, players will absolutely be committed long-term to the club and will be attracting players.
Tony Cochran's with us, Gold Coast chairman here on 1116 SEN. Gary, can he stay as captain in 2017, Gary Ablett?
Well, you know, firstly, I'm not sure Gary wants to stay as captain. We had these discussions with him last year. I think Gary feels he's had a very frustrating... You've got to see this in the whole overall picture. Gary's had a very frustrating couple of years with injury, you know, and he's a guy until he had that injury. He'd almost never had an injury. So, you know, he played well over 200 games really without almost missing a game from injury, and then he's had an incredibly frustrating two seasons back-to-back. So we were already well in discussions with Gary going back into this season where he was discussing, I know, with Rocket and with Marcus Ashcroft, the football director, you know, do I carry on as a captain, you know, because maybe what I need to do is free myself up so I can just get really fit and really concentrate on having an injury-free season. So those discussions have been ongoing. They're still ongoing. No decision's been finally made yet, and those decisions won't be made and brought to the board at the earliest, the December board meeting, but probably more likely the board meeting at the start of the new year.
Tony, Shanghai is on the cards for you guys. You're not on the cards. It's actually booked in. How exciting is that for the club, and what will it mean on the bottom line for the Gold Coast Suns?
Well, it's a tremendous opportunity for us, and the core reason for it, in Port Adelaide have got, you know, a different set of reasons, and, you know, I'm really appreciative and admire the work that David Kosh has done to make this happen. He's been relentless in pursuing it, and I understand why. But from our point of view, the Gold Coast is a massive Chinese tourism market, and it's a massive market for Chinese students to come and study at our three universities. So it has lots of great implications for the Gold Coast community, and in terms of being a football club that is stuck in the heartland of rugby league, this is a terrific opportunity for the community to embrace us, because obviously the connection with Shanghai, the Chinese community, all the Chinese investment, there's heading towards $4.5 billion worth of investment on the Gold Coast at the moment out of China. So for us to be able to link into all of that and to be the public face of the Gold Coast up in China is pretty exciting and pretty important for our club. So, you know, from our point of view, we think it'll do two real core things. One, it will link us better into our community. And two, it will also definitely help us financially with give us opportunities with Chinese sponsors, one of whom we've already got. I mean, we've got a terrific Chinese sponsor in Ho Wu, who are on board and doing a terrific job with our club. So we don't have the sponsorship opportunities that clubs in Melbourne, Adelaide and Perth have. So this gives us a tremendous foray into a brand new territory.
Tony, if for the doubters out there that say the Gold Coast are just they're a franchise, they're not even a real footy club. For those out there that say that the Gold Coast Suns are finished, that they're going to have a shocking 2017 season, what is their message that you want to give them?
Well, you know, the easiest thing to do is criticise. Is, you know, it's really easy to be a critic. It's a lot harder to get in and try and push, you know, the AFL Barrow in Queensland. It is a tough state to build clubs. There's no question about that. But, you know, you don't just give up and walk away because a few people are slinging mud from the sidelines. In fact, actually, it has the opposite effect on yours truly, because I can tell you it makes me work harder to make it a success. But, you know, we've got to develop AFL football in Queensland. You know, last time I looked, the A stands for Australian Football League, and the last time I looked, Queensland was part of Australia. So it's a really, really important task that not only the Gold Coast Footy Club, but the Brisbane Lions Footy Club are both a success, and they're both building on the franchises, and we're building on. And, you know, one place where we've had tremendous success, we've nearly got 8,000 juniors now playing AFL on the Gold Coast. I mean, you go back 10 years ago, it wasn't even 700. So, you know, we are having success. We're just not having success on the scoreboard at the moment, but that will come. And, you know, people have just got to have a bit of faith. They've got to stick with us. I've only been in the gig 6 months. I'm not going anywhere, well, not that I'm aware of, but maybe the AFL about to test me out the back there. But we're not going anywhere. And I think we're going to be up and about, and we're going to be a very, very competitive side in season 2007.
We love having you on the show.
We
and
do.
For the geography lesson as well, I've learned something new today.
I'm trying to help you out because
you
know
have.
Everybody thinks Victoria finishes at the...
Well, you know, in any atlas you pick up, Victoria's at the centre of the universe, Tony. I know that.
Of course.
Good to talk to you.
Thanks, Tony. Appreciate your time and being so candid with us.